This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
That swung on it. Hit to left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
The skies went to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24-7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
The A's are trying to avoid a 10-game losing streak for 2011. That was a long time ago. You remember that road trip where Bob Guerin would be released from his duties as manager of the A's? Bob Melvin would take over in Chicago. That was a long time ago. So they got to break this streak. Paul Blackburn up against Michael Pineda. We head to Comerica Park where we're going to have five games in 4 days. Alex Jensen, how are you in Detroit?
Townie, I'm doing fantastic, man. It's a beautiful day here in Detroit. Beautiful ballpark, too. Ready for some baseball. How are you?
I agree with you. I think the cool thing about Tiger Stadium, you know, Tigers obviously being one of the old historic franchises in baseball, their ballpark just oozes history.
No doubt about it. All the brick on the facades, and, I mean, every corner you turn, Townie, there's a Tiger staring you in the face. So no doubt about it. And some of the numbers on the wall out there, the massive flagpole that I just noticed in left center that used to be in play, it's a really cool old-school feeling look, all the way down to some of the architecture that sits out beyond center field. It's a really cool place for a ballpark.
Well, one team has lost 9 in a row. The other team has lost 5 in a row. And ever since Miggy got career hit number 3,000, they have not played well. So 5 games in 4 days, something has to give. What happens in the next 4 days?
Well, one of these offenses is going to have to come to life, you know, and hopefully, obviously, in the A's case, it's the team wearing the gray uniforms. You know, I thought that the A's had some better at-bats in Sunday's series finale in Minnesota. I mean, you know, the other thing to kind of take into account, Townie, is the fact that the A's, while their offense has kind of struggled all year, they were running into a team that's been throwing the ball pretty well in the Minnesota Twins, and they ran into three, you know. But you look back at that Sunday game, pretty good at-bats against Chris Paddock, and then really you think the door might be open in a bullpen game for the A's to kind of pile it on a little bit. Just didn't happen that way. So, yeah, two offenses really struggling, and hopefully the A's can kind of pass the baton a little bit better for 9 innings today.
Well, and you look at the moves made today. Obviously, Billy McKinney, we knew it was just going to happen sooner than later because just a total struggle for him, designated for assignment. Luis Pereira, we saw him last year. He comes up and a guy that at least he does one thing. He makes a lot of contact.
He makes a lot of contact, and he really sprays line drives from foul line to foul line. And I think the A's could use a guy like that. You know, they've been striking out a lot over the last couple of weeks. And if Luis Pereira can put the bat on the ball and create some excitement, maybe you see a little bit more action on the base pass with him at the plate, or a guy like Elvis Andrus or Tony Kemp who can put the ball in play, you know, maybe that'll help kickstart this offense. But, you know, I think everyone's excited to see what Luis Pereira can do. He hit almost 300 so far this year at Triple-A. You know, it 2-for-8 in the big leagues a year ago in just 6 games, so maybe a little bit of a prolonged audition, if you will, for Luis Pereira. Let's see what he can do.
Yeah, and then you throw it on the other side. As I said, we're going to talk to Robbie Grossman coming up here. I mean, it was a magical moment, you know, when Miguel Cabrera got career hit number 3,000, and then, you know, we're talking about 600 doubles, 500 home runs, but since that 3,000 hit, they've been struggling, so hopefully they will struggle for the next couple days. All right, buddy, have a good call, and we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow during the double dip. Get ready. You're getting some more airtime.
I love it. Townie, thank you, man. Good to talk to you.
All right, buddy. The great Alex Jensen, who also is the voice of the St. Mary's Gales basketball team and, of course, of the Stockton Ports. Coming up next, Robbie Grossman right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sirusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streaks. Candace, can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is A's Total Access.
Well, earlier today on A's Cast Live, we caught up with our old buddy Robbie Grossman, now with the Detroit Tigers, and just talking about watching all these special things going on and being a teammate of Miguel Cabrera's.
You know, every single time Miggy does something and you just look at it and you look at the names he's associated with, when you start talking 500 home runs, 3,000 hits, then you throw in, you know, all the doubles. And next thing you know, it's Hank Aaron or Willie Mays or whoever. You guys are riding that ride with him. That just must be amazing. What is it like?
It's incredible. It's incredible. It seems like every time he gets a hit, he's passing someone else. And the names that he's passing and the games he's played, and it's just incredible. And I'm lucky enough to call him my teammate. And one day I can tell my kids that, hey, I played with a Hall of Famer.
You know how tough it is to hit in this game. What is it about him at this age that still allows him to perform at such a high level?
I mean, he just has such a great swing and just a God-given ability to hit a baseball. But the one thing that's overlooked by him is his competitiveness. Like, I don't know if I've been around someone that's as competitive as him and how much it really burns him to win every day. And everyone asks me, what surprises you about him that you, most people wouldn't know? And it's just his competitiveness. And there's a reason why he's played this long and had accomplished so many things, because he's such a competitive guy and he wants to win every day.
Yeah, you talk about the complete package. I got his numbers here. A career .310 average. He's got 503 home runs. He's got 600 doubles. He's got over 3,000 hits, 1,813 RBIs. You know, you start thinking about 20 years and everything he does, the multiple MVPs and everything. And then in his speech, after his 3,000th hit, we got to see you guys had the glass of champagne. You're right. He really wasn't talking about himself. He was talking about this team winning, going after the division. Did any of you guys, were you guys looking around going, man, is this real? Is this guy really talking about us when everything that he's done and accomplished?
I think some of the young guys were taken aback by that, but he did the same thing when he hit this 500 homer. It wasn't about him. It was about the team. And it was about, he was more more proud of. He could do it for his country, his home country of Venezuela. And it was never about him. And I think that's what makes him special. And I'm lucky enough to be around him every single day. And it's never about him. It's always about the team and what he can do to help the team and how bad he wants to win.
How much can you pick his brain? And you, I mean, obviously you're a switch hitter, but how much can you pick his brain and you learn hitting from him?
I ask him all kinds of questions all the time. And just little things I try to get from him. But more so, I just watch him. Just watching him go about his routine, go about his batting practice. I mean, it's something that you tell stories about. So it's something that I try to soak up as much information as I can from him.
You know, the last time I was in Detroit was before COVID. You were still on our team at that time, and I remember being in Comerica, just going, man, this place oozes history with all the great history and all the players who played for the Tigers. You know, in your career, whether you're an Astro, a Twin, or an A, what has it been like playing for the Tigers?
I mean, like you said it best, and there's so much history here. Just to go off the names that have played here before and just how much success they've had and how much this team means to the city, it's pretty remarkable.
You know, I know somebody asked you about the Coliseum, and you gave your honest opinion about the Coliseum, and yeah, the Coliseum is old, and we all know the A's, and you understand as a former player, a lot of the fans understand, you know, that we need a new stadium. I mean, there's no question about it, but there's going to be that part of the fan base that just hates when the Coliseum gets brought up. When you did mention that, what was that like? I know there was some, like on Twitter, maybe you didn't even pay attention, but there's people that are like, I can't believe he said that. What happened there?
I think more so, I want to clarify my comments about that. It wasn't a knock on the fans. It wasn't a knock on the players. It was more so like, hey, the city needs to figure out something. Like the Coliseum is no longer playable. Either build a new stadium, we need to figure something out. They deserve better. The fans deserve better. The players deserve better.
And people need to know you like playing for the A's. You like playing for Bob Melvin.
I loved it. My time in Oakland was special. I'm still close with a bunch of teammates from there. I love my time with the A's, and it will always hold a special place in my heart in my baseball career.
You know, I think, and I know you got to go. You got to get ready for this game today, but I know one guy that means a lot to you, and he's still here, and we reference you too, is Jed Lowry. And do you still work out with Jed in the offseason?
I do. I work out with him. I hit with him. We hit at the same place, and I'm looking forward to catching up with him.
Just how important is that to have that relationship with someone who you really can't – it's apples to apples. You really can compare, ask questions, because as a – you know, it's one thing to – ask a hitting coach or whatever, but if he's not a switch hitter, it's hard. Isn't it really hard for people who don't switch hit to understand what you're going through? And that's one of the reasons why you and Jed have had such a great relationship.
Yes. And there's only so many of us left switch hitting in this game. And the older I get, the less guys that are older than me that switch hit. So, I'm glad I had this relationship with Jed, and I can always ask him and have his opinion, because I respect his opinion and it means a lot to me. And I just appreciate our friendship.
Hey, well, it always means a lot when you come on the program. You've always been great to us here on A's Cast. Good luck. We'll see you when you come to Oakland, but good luck with the Tigers. We'll always be rooting for you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Always good talking to you.
Yeah, Robbie Grossman, a really good guy. A's fans, he loves A's fans. I know he got beat up about his comments about the Coliseum. The Coliseum's old. The A's need a new stadium. We all know that. But he loves the franchise, and he loves you, the fans. Coming up next, Jessica Kleinschmidt around the majors when we return right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures, no worries ahead. Because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion, are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
At Boot Barn, we believe that the cowboy boot is an American icon. Today's boots are not only rooted in history, but are enhanced with modern technology features for the working cowboy. Ariat boots are built with advanced technology that provides the comfort and support of a high-performance athletic shoe, yet still has the functionality and durability of the iconic cowboy boot. And at Boot Barn, we carry over 250,000 pairs of Ariat boots nationwide. Ariat at Boot Barn.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A'sCast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
We have A's versus Tigers coming up. Jessica Kleinschmidt here with the latest around Major League Baseball as A's Total Access continues. Who doesn't love a walk-off win? The Angels certainly do in this instance. On the edge of a series loss and falling to second place in the AL West, Shohei Ohtani and Anthony Rendon made their presence known against the Nationals on Sunday. Ohtani's double off of Nats closer Tanner Rainey with two outs in the ninth tied the game at 4-4. Rendon followed that with a walk-off RBI single to center field. It was exactly what Ohtani needed during his latest struggles. The reigning AL MVP currently is slashing with a .235 batting average, .302 on base percentage, and slugging .383 with four homers and 16 RBI in 29 games this year. In additional Angels news, infielder David Fletcher has been placed on the 15-day injured list with a left hip strain, an injury that's been bothering him since spring training. Something to keep an eye on ahead of the Angels series when the A's return home on Friday. Rangers manager Chris Woodward said some things that didn't quite sit well with the Yankees. In yet another walk-off victory on Mother's Day, Gleyber Torres' ninth-inning home run assisted starter Gerrit Cole at Yankee Stadium. But the home run could have happened anywhere, at least according to Woodward. He said, quote, "That's an easy out in 99% of ballparks. He just happened to hit it in a Little League ballpark to right field," end quote. Now, of course, Yankee manager Aaron Boone immediately disagreed, saying mathematically it's impossible to land in the 99th percentile as there are indeed 30 MLB ballparks. And in all actuality, Torres's 369-foot home run would have been declared a homer in 25 other MLB parks. Now, if you think Miguel Cabrera already had historical numbers, well, you'd be correct, but why not add some more? On Saturday at Minute Maid Park, Miggy hit his 600th career double as the designated hitter in the 3-2 loss to the Astros, made him one of only three players in MLB history to have 3,000-plus career hits, 600-plus doubles, and 500-plus home runs, joining Hank Aaron and Albert Pujols. That's not bad company, if you ask me. Now, speaking of good company, we're going to stick to that theme, but let's make it a family affair. On Saturday, Joe Doonan's uncle gave him a call to let him know he had received his big league promotion. Oh, and the uncle who made that call? A one Mr. Alex Rodriguez. A-Rod made his advice simple. Get after it, he said. Will do. Doonan homered in his first major league at-bat, becoming the third Marlin to do so. His uncle A-Rod made his MLB debut over a year after Doonan was born. And at 18, A-Rod himself didn't get his first MLB hit until his fifth career at-bat in 1994. Now, if you're going to get any sort of approval from someone, it might as well be LeBron James, right? Ronald Acuña Jr. homered for the second consecutive game on Saturday night. And during his celebrations, Acuña Jr. broke out LeBron's silencer move. You've all seen it. In which LeBron not only saw it himself, he gave props to it and even tweeted about it. So you know you've made it when. Acuña is just a little over a week removed coming off of a torn right ACL he suffered 10 months ago. His energy never wavered, and that shows. Dodgers starter Walker Buehler made his 100th career start on Sunday and admitted over the years his pitches have changed. Now that his four-seam fastball no longer is notching triple digits, in results, his cutter's become his go-to pitch. Just like many other pitchers in the league, he's utilizing his specialty pitches a little more. However, he's still putting up historical numbers. Listen to this. Among pitchers who have made their debut since the mound was lowered in 1969, Buehler ranks fourth with a 2.7 ERA in his first 100 starts, and his 99 whip as a starter is the lowest in a pitcher's first 100 career starts since at least 1901. Shout out to MLB.com's Juan Toribio for those numbers. Now, we've only seen one person able to tame Pete Alonso, but he isn't on the Phillies. With 7 home runs now, Alonso has the second most on the season behind Jose Ramirez, and he's done it in impressive fashion. An additional 2 home runs in the 6-1 victory over the Phillies, and thanks to Elias Sports Bureau, Alonso is averaging more than a home run every 4 games. Now, that accumulates to 40 per season. We just don't have to bring up his batting average, however. Speaking of Mets, Max Scherzer finally received a loss on Sunday, his first one in nearly a year. In the 3-2 loss to the Phillies in the opener of a doubleheader, Scherzer's L was the first since May 30th last season when he was with the Nationals. However, the 24-start streak without a loss ties for the 6th longest in the modern era, with the record belonging to Roger Clemens, who went 30 consecutive starts without a loss from June 3rd, 1998 to June 1st, 1999. It was a heck of a run, Scherzer said. Agreed. He went 15-0 with a 2.55 ERA, striking out 183 batters over 141 innings in that span across 3 teams. Now, before Scherzer's loss, the Mets officially released second baseman Robinson Cano. The 17-year veteran sat out last season, serving his second suspension for PEDs, and is still owed around $45 million by the Mets. That's a remainder of the 10-year, $240 million contract he inked with the Seattle Mariners. In total, according to ESPN, Cano lost over $35 million because of the 2 suspensions. And that's what's happening around MLB. Game 1 between the A's and Tigers coming up soon, but next is Alex Jensen when A's Total Access continues.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
What's it like having supersonic Wi-Fi from Xfinity? It's fast, like riding a cheetah fast. Kitty, U-turn please. Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity.
Get supersonic Wi-Fi with a new Xfinity 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited gig internet with a 2-year rate guarantee, a free streaming box, and add Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
DQ presents... Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ, and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste bud tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces, then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ signature stack burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is A's Total Access.
I'm Alex Jensen, and this is This Date in A's History. May 9th is one of the most memorable days on the calendar for the Green and Gold, as today is the 12th anniversary of Dallas Braden's perfect game against the Tampa Bay Rays on Mother's Day 2010 at the Coliseum. The A's on that Sunday took an early 4-0 lead, beginning with Braden's battery mate Landon Powell getting Oakland on the board in the second.
The 2-1 to Powell is swung on in a bloop in a short left center for a base hit, and the A's are going to take the lead. Kuzmanov scores. Chavez to third. The throw too late. Holding it first with a single is Landon Powell, and the Athletics have taken a 1-0 lead. So Landon Powell delivers a big hit for the A's, a soft drive into left center field. And for Landon Powell, his first RBI in the big leagues this year.
Leading 3-0. Outfielder Ryan Sweeney capped the A's scoring in the fourth.
The swing and a ground ball sharply hit through the right side. A base hit for Sweeney. In the score is Barton, and the A's have doubled their lead in the inning to 4-0. Ryan Sweeney, his 19th run, batted in.
No stranger to the limelight in 2010, after his much-publicized run-in with Yankee star Alex Rodriguez that April, Braden took it from there, sitting the Rays down in order to get the game to the ninth inning.
Top of the sixth inning at the Coliseum. Cloudy skies above the ballpark. Once again, Braden to Kapler. The 2-2 is swung on and popped up. Third base side, playable toward the dugout. Kuzmanov, plenty of room, and he makes the catch. A great battle won by Dallas Braden against Gabe Kapler. 18 up and 18 down for the A's lefty from Stockton. To the bottom of the sixth, still 4-0 A's.
Barton off the line of first behind the back. The same for Kuzmanov at third. The 1-1. Bloop into right field. An easy chance. Here comes Sweeney. And he will squeeze it. 21 in a row. Set down by Dallas Braden. He steps off the hill on his way to the dugout. And we head to the bottom of the seventh. The story continues. It's the A's 4 and the Rays nothing.
Ibar is on deck, Braden third base side of the rubber. Fans come to their feet. He's ready, Powell sets up inside. The 0-2 is swung out and missed. Fastball, he throws it by him. 24 straight retired by Braden to begin the ball game on this Sunday afternoon, Mother's Day. We go to the bottom of the eighth, still 4-0 A's.
Braden on attacking the Rays lineup.
Early strikes and early outs. That's the biggest key. You know, these guys are gonna step in with a plan and an approach, and you just hope that what you have in order that day is a little better than them. And today it was.
And in the ninth inning, with everyone at the Coliseum on their feet, Braden recorded the final three outs to etch his name into the record books, completing the 19th perfect game in Major League Baseball history, and the second by an Oakland Athletic.
And the batter is Ibar, a switch hitter batting right. And the 2-2 pitch on the way. Swung on a bloop toward first. Back of the bag, taken by Barton for the out, one away. Ibar bloops to first. He's out number one, and Navarro's coming up. Outfield straight away. The windup working quickly. The 0-1 pitch is swung on line to left. Patterson's there. Reaching back, makes the catch. A line shot hit right on the money by the owner Navarro. Patterson went back about three steps, reached up the glove, and made the catch on the line drive. Two outs, ninth inning, and Braden is one out away. Kapler coming up, and Kapler gave Braden the best battle this afternoon by far. Three balls and one strike to Gabe Kapler. Two out, nobody on, ninth inning. Bartlett's on deck, and Braden turns. He throws, and it's swung on a ground ball to short. Taken there, Pennington's got it. He throws, a perfect game! Dallas Braden has thrown a perfect game! The A's have beaten Tampa Bay 4-0. The kid from Stockton has done it for the A's.
Dallas recalls the final out.
Well, I heard the bat snap, so that was a good sign, number one, but sometimes when bat snaps, they tend to find a hole. So, I saw it on the ground. That was the second good sign. And in the direction of Pennington with that cannon he totes around, I knew it was going to be good. And it was.
How nervous were you?
Not really nervous so much as just, hey, let's get that out. Nerves really weren't a part of it. I knew we had a comfortable lead. So if that didn't happen, I knew we had one more batter to give.
Of course, throwing a perfect game on Mother's Day was doubly special for Braden, who lost his mother to cancer when he was in high school and was raised by his grandmother, who was in the Coliseum stands that day.
It's unreal. It's something I've always wanted to do, obviously since I was a little kid at the major league level, to be able to give that to her on this special day and let her just experience that. That's more than I could ever ask for. It's nothing about me. It's all about how she feels today and what she was able to watch.
That's this day in A's history. Still to come, Chris Townsend visits with Jim Leland and Mark Kotze with Vince Catronio when A's Total Access presented by Chevron continues.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Hot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar is the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Stitch Fix presents Keegan-Michael Key's Wardrobe Breaker.
Provided the jeans with holes in the wrong places. Too tight sweaters and shoes with torn laces.
Thought about the clothes that fit me like a glove.
I'm gonna Stitch Fix it and find a brand new phone.
That's right. Stitch Fix makes it easy to get clothes you'll love by doing the shopping for you. So go to stitchfix.com and get $20 off your first purchase within 2 days of sign-up. Terms and conditions apply.
Go to Stitch Fix.
Get help managing your money for the life and years ahead. With Fidelity Income Planning, we'll look at what you've saved, what you'll need, and build a straightforward plan to generate income even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time without the unnecessary fees. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, number NYSE SIPC.
And he swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Marisnyk giving chase at the wall. And out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24-7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend. Presented by Chevron.
Now time for our out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. And we're just getting started in Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. It's the Dodgers against the Pirates and the Brewers against the Reds. Got a few games later on. We'll keep you updated throughout the game and, of course, give you the full scoreboard after our ball game. But we have two finals today. It was the Orioles beating the Royals 6-1 and the Yankees in the Bronx shutting out the Rangers 1-0. Time now for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, reminding you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Well, Billy McKinney is gone, but Luis Pereira is up. Here is the skipper, Mark Kotze.
Yeah, you know, I think in terms of giving Barrera a shot, Barrera's been performing down in AAA. And, you know, I think for him, this is an opportunity for him to come up. He's been here a little bit, been a part of this group, you know, gives him a chance to go out and try to earn a spot.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it because Billy McKinney just was not getting it done, so he's DFA'd. Barrera called up, hitting 286, six doubles, a triple, three dingers, 10 RBIs in 23 games with AAA Las Vegas. For Pache, obviously has been struggling lately, just not hitting. I mean, it's the bottom line. Last 20 games, he's hitting 121 and just one hit in his last 26 at-bats, getting the day off today.
Yeah, we got doubleheader tomorrow. So, you know, we're going to have to utilize everyone over the next two days or 3 days and make sure we keep these guys rested and healthy.
That's right, a double dip tomorrow. How about Jed Lowry? How's he feeling?
Yeah, Jed's moving around better. We haven't had a chance to talk directly, but I'm hoping that he's available.
Hopefully be available just to help you out. Coming up next, he's an absolute legend in our game, the great Jim Leland, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone. Together.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
He's a World Series champion. He's a three-time Manager of the Year and now a special consultant to the Detroit Tigers. The great Jim Leland joined us earlier today on A's Cast Live. We talked about both these teams coming into the series are struggling. So we got an interesting series here with two different teams. I know you've been looking at the Tigers a lot for the A's. Unfortunately, we've fallen on hard times here. A's have lost 9 in a row. Tigers have lost 5 in a row. And you got 5 games in 4 days. How do you view this series?
Well, I just think that both teams are in the same situation. Both teams are trying to win one game. You got to start with the first game being played tonight and try to win that game. You can't worry about the five-game series. You can't worry about can't chew yesterday's breakfast. You got to just move forward and try to win a ball game, and that's what A.J. and Kotze are going to try to do tonight. They're going to try to put their team in the best chance to win a game and then go from there and hope that they pick up a little momentum.
What was it like in a season managing where you know the expectations are you're going to try and win every game, but – you're not going to win a lot of games, but it is trying to find young players that are going to help you in the future. What is it like managing a year like that?
Well, I think it's a very interesting job because you got to really make judgments on whether the young people that you're trying are the real deal or not. So that's one thing. You become kind of a scout as well as a manager. So you have to be able to project on their future. And are they going to be there when your team gets good? So that's one thing you look at. The other thing you look at is how do those young players adjust to the major league level, the pace of the game, the speed of the game, the crowds, the media, you know, overall, their overall persona, how do they handle everything? That's another thing that you're looking at. The one thing you have to be careful of is when you're losing games like that, and I went through it, you have to be careful that you don't get out of sync as a manager and start doing stuff that really doesn't make a lot of sense because you're trying to do stuff. You're trying to create stuff that's really not there. So you got to be careful with that. I think you got to push once in a while if your club's not hitting for sure, things like that. But you got to be careful that you don't try things that really you know, aren't going to be factors when your team gets good. You got to manage solid, manage the game solid, make solid decisions, and, you know, you will forever, as a manager, you will forever be either the victim or the beneficiary of your player's performance. So you have to keep all that intact.
You know, in the past, whether it was Bob Melvin or now talking to Mark Kotze about a situation like this, they talk about the teaching aspect. One of the things that they do enjoy with, let's say you have a lot of young players, is getting back to the origin of being a coach. Did you feel like that during times like this?
Absolutely, yes. You're trying to correct mistakes that are made. You're trying to avoid mistakes that could be made. You're trying to mature the young players. You're trying to grow them up in the major leagues, which is kind of hard to do. You're trying to understand at all times how tough the game is to play, so you got to be careful you're not too hard on them. Yet there's a fine line there. You can't be too hard on them, but you can't baby them so much that they think it's okay. You know, they still have to learn how to grow and perform and mature and graduate, so to speak. So there's a fine line there. It's a big job for a manager, but it's a very interesting job because it's very rewarding to see these players get better. And a lot of them go on to have very solid major league careers. Hopefully it's with the Oakland A's. In some cases it is, some cases it's not. But it's very rewarding when you see guys make progress. And it just, you know, it kind of eases the pain of some tough losses, which you're going to have. I went through a bunch of them after we won the World Series. We went to a bunch of kids and we just got beat up. But there was still a lot of gratification. So I think you have to just look at the overall picture. You have to stay consistent as a manager. You have to stay consistent as an organization. You have to believe in your players. You have to give them opportunities. And you have to make them understand that it's like a defense lawyer. If you want somebody to defend you as a player, then you got to give them something to go to court with. So you got to give us something that shows us that you're making progress, that you've got a chance to be a good player. Give me something to take to the general manager as to why I want to keep playing this guy. So the players have to chip in as well.
That is the best explanation I've ever heard about this, because I've been through this now a couple times in my career. And I think about a guy that we have, Jim, that's exactly what you're talking about, Christian Pache, who we traded Matt Olson. He was part of the Matt Olson trade coming over. He's one of the top prospects for the Braves. He's 6'2", 215, super athletic. He tracks everything down in center field. He seems like he has the heart of gold, what he's done so far with kids and signing autographs and being, you know, embracing Oakland. I mean, he's done everything. The only thing is he's not hitting, Jim, the last 20 games, he's hitting .121, so he hasn't been very competitive. But making that case to keep him here, let him grow, as you talk about him evolving as a person, I get that. But when you have a guy struggling like that for 3 weeks and he's really young, what do you think is the key to help get that light bulb to go on?
Well, I think one of the keys is that you want to make sure that he's the kind of player, if it gets so bad, that – because I've always believed this. If he's the real deal, you can at some point send him down if you have to. And if he's the real deal, he will come back, and he will come back strong. I sent down some great players in my career. Good players for sure. Not all great, but some really good players that everybody said, oh, you're worried about, you know, messing them up mentally by sending them down. I said, listen, I don't believe in that. They got to be tough mentally to play in the big leagues. And if that's going to bother them or ruin their career, then they got a problem. They're never going to make it anyway. So I think, you know, you play them as much as you can. If there comes a juncture where you say, you know what, this kid's just getting beat up so bad, we got to get him away from it, let's send him down to AAA, that's not all so bad. I mean, I know the player doesn't want to hear that, and hopefully that doesn't have to happen. But, I don't really know much about the Oakland A's anymore, but I do know this, that I did hear from a lot of good baseball people that they really – made a good trade when they traded Olson, and they really got some talent back. So I assume that's one of the kids that they got back. And, Oakland's got a pretty good track record. You know, not a big payroll over the last, I can't tell you how many years, but I competed against them for a long time. Very respectful of Billy Beane and that organization and what they've done. They've made a lot of good decisions, and they're normally right in the hunt. They're probably not going to be this year, but they're normally right in there going to postseason or close to it.
Always an honor to have Jim on. Listen to the entire interview, athletics.com/A'scast. You're listening to A's Total Access. It's the pregame show presented by Chevron. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. Chevron, together ahead. Up next, Vince will sit down with a skipper right here on A's Total Access and A'scast.
What's it like having supersonic Wi-Fi from Xfinity? It's fast, like riding a cheetah fast. Kitty, U-turn, please. Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity.
Get supersonic Wi-Fi with a new Xfinity 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited gig internet with a 2-year rate guarantee, a free streaming box, and add Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Who's feeling especially happy about their rides right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
In times like this, you need good gas mileage. This car, it has it.
Gas mileage is amazing.
The gas mileage is what's so great.
America's most fuel-efficient full-line automaker is Honda. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Fuel efficiency based on 2021 EPA estimate of model year 2020 large full-line automaker fleet-wide fuel economy.
Ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole-in-one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage. From player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Road trip continues from Comerica Park in downtown Detroit, and we visit with the A's manager, Mark Kotze. 1 month in, and you've had some highs and you've had some lows. How do you evaluate the way the first month of baseball has gone for the A's and your first month running the show?
Well, obviously, you know, after a month looking back at it, you know, we got off to a good start. We had a lot of momentum. We've run into a tough stretch, which happens in baseball. You know, we talk a lot about just our preparation and our mindset. And, you know, when you come to the ballpark, it's a mindset that we come here, you know, with the expectation to win. And I think, you know, again, these last 9 days have been a tough grind. So I don't want to assess these 9 days in terms of our month. But overall, I think, you know, we're moving in a good direction.
You mentioned earlier on the road trip as you were looking back on things, and you're saying we have to do a better job of not chasing pitches out of the strike zone. What is that process like? Pitch recognition, understanding where you are on the count, and really trying to put yourself in the best place to succeed.
Yeah, I think as hitters, you know, we tend to, when things aren't going well, try to do more. And we talked about that. And when you try to do more, you expand. You don't swing at your pitch. You know, yesterday I thought our at-bats were better in terms of identifying their pitch. You know, Seth Brown takes a really nice swing, doesn't try to do too much on a 3-0 fastball.
hits a double. And so those are those small steps that we look at, those small confidence builders, and hopefully we can continue building on that.
That brings up an interesting question, and maybe learning a little bit about the Mark Kotze managerial philosophy about the 3-0 pitch. How much has that changed over the years, where maybe where you were playing that you would necessarily get a green light, or what's that process like for you to make that decision, because we saw it work yesterday?
Yeah, it's interesting, Vince, you asked. I think Matt Kawahara, who does our beat stuff, asked me yesterday why I haven't been giving the green light more on a 3-0 count. And I said, I actually have. And guys, just whether they don't determine it's their pitch or don't feel comfortable swinging 3-0, that is a player's, choice in terms of getting that permission to swing. But yeah, I think 3-0 is a great count. It's a strike count. As long as they identify and not try to do too much with the pitch, I think the batting average is pretty good in that situation.
I don't think there's any question, as we look through the 2022 campaign, you're going to have some movement. You've already had 37 players, and you've got your 38th today with Luis Barrera back in the big leagues. Tell me your thoughts on why this might be a right time to give him an opportunity again.
Yeah, I think he's performed down in AAA. He's shown a willingness to kind of do what he's asked and be a good teammate, and I think that that goes a long way. But as well as that, he's kind of earned this opportunity to come here and hopefully have impact in the success of this team.
When a pitcher has an ERA in the low twos and he's unbeaten, it's a good story. So let's end on a positive note. What have you liked about Paul Blackburn? His consistency continues to be impressive to watch.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting to hopefully have Paul continue to pitch the way he's pitched. We're looking forward to him on the mound tonight and hopefully getting 5 or 6 innings from him and getting a W.
Here's hoping Motown's good to you, Kotz. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Beautiful day too, Vince.
Mark Kotze joining us from Detroit, and now back to Chris Townsend.
Yeah, let's hope. 4 days in the Motor City, and the A's got to get it going, but it all starts tonight with Paul Blackburn. Up next, it's the Athletics and the Tigers, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, Buddy.
Stitch Fix presents Keegan Michael Key's Wardrobe Breaker.
Provided the jeans with holes in the wrong places. Two tight sweaters and shoes with torn laces.
Gonna bounce the clothes and fit me like a glove.
I'm gonna Stitch Fix it. Find a brand new love.
That's right. Stitch Fix makes it easy to get clothes you'll love by doing the shopping for you. So go to StitchFix.com and get $20 off your first purchase within 2 days of sign up. Terms and conditions apply.
Gonna Stitch Fix it.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.